been some of the most important members of my family. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals for over 100.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department sending a letter to Trump supporter Elon Musk over his PAC's $1 million sweepstakes.
A source familiar with the matter confirms to ABC News that the Justice Department has warned Elon Musk's PAC that it might be violating federal law. It's illegal to pay people to vote or to register to vote. Each day, Musk is giving away $1 million to a signer of his petition in support of the First and Second Amendments. But because that giveaway is only open to registered voters in the key battleground states, some experts say it serves as an inducement to register to vote, potentially running afoul of the law.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In Arizona, Tempe police say they've arrested a man in connection with Tuesday's damaged political signs incident, and police say that Jeffrey Kelly is the same suspect accused of three separate shooting incidents targeting the Democratic National Committee offices last month. Existing home sales fell by 1% in September and on track for the worst year since 1995 for a second straight year. This is ABC News. More than 2 weeks after the disappearance of a South Texas woman, police in suburban San Antonio have found no sign of the 51-year-old mother of four.
Brad Simpson is charged with tampering with or fabricating evidence and with possession of a prohibited weapon. He is not charged with killing his wife, but ABC News crime contributor Robert Boyce says,
this is all strategy on a homicide investigation, or what they believe to be a homicide investigation. And so they're using that to keep him in jail for 30 days.
And now a business associate of Brad Simpson is in custody. Too. James Cotter is accused of helping Simpson to hide a weapon possibly tied to Suzanne Simpson's disappearance. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A Louisiana woman who took up running after turning 100 has died. Julia Hawkins, also known as Hurricane, first took up competitive cycling in her 70s, and she started running competitively in 2016 when her children signed her up for the Louisiana Senior Games, eventually setting world records. Julia Hawkins was 108. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A feisty northwest wind is whipping our high temperatures today down to just the mid-50s. With more and more sunshine this afternoon and clear skies tonight, we crash chilly. Falling into the mid-30s, it'll be a crisp start to the day. But under sunny skies, highs reach the mid-60s and rain rolls in by night. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Wildfire danger is very high in Wisconsin today. Catherine Cooley is the DNR's wildfire prevention specialist.
In fact, we've got four fires going today as we speak. So a lot of fire activity. It's very windy, very gusty.
With conditions being very dry, you're asked to use extra caution if you're using equipment like chainsaws or UTVs, as exhaust sparks can easily start a fire. Lots of people voted early yesterday. It was the start for in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin for the November election. So many people turned out to vote yesterday that the Elections Commission's online system developed lag. Some clerks and communities had to keep a tally of voters by hand until the system was back up to full speed. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says that the problem has been fixed and that all voters' ballots are accounted for and have been counted. That's news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. My fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport and Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. With colder weather on the way, energy assistance is now available from the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. The Buffalo County Human Services Department says the program is to help prevent disconnection of utilities or to help get utilities reconnected before the winter sets in. There are income guidelines, and for more information, contact either the Buffalo, Pepin, Pierce, or Dunn County Human Services departments. Eau Claire County is looking to mow its parks a lot less. Park managers say they're considering a plan to turn more green spaces in the county park system into pollination zones. Park manager Steve Plaza says county crews spent a lot of time mowing parks, bike paths, and boulevards. He says the county can save both time and money by mowing less. Plaza said allowing more parks to grow wild will be a win-win. He said it would save the county money and give birds, bees, bugs, and other wildlife a chance to thrive in a new habitat. It cost at least 6 figures to fire UW La Crosse's former chancellor. The Foundation for Independent Rights and Expression, who defended former Chancellor Joe Gao, says an invoice shows the university spent at least $130,000 to remove Gao as a professor. Fire says spending even $1 would have been too much. University regents voted earlier this month to fire Gao as a professor after his porn career came to light last year. Wisconsin's election managers say that so many people turned out to vote yesterday that their system developed a lag. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday said there were problems with the online My Vote system. Some clerks in some communities had to keep a tally of voters by hand until the system was back up to full speed. Election Commission managers say the lag was caused by an overwhelming number of people who turned out to vote early. The commission also says it fixed the problem with My Vote's lags and says voters' ballots should be counted and accounted for. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home. Our family serving your family for years to come.
The Chippewa Valley Technical College Board has approved the tax levy for 2024-2025. The board approved keeping the tax rate at 66 cents per $1,000 of valuation. That means a person with a $150,000 home will pay $99 in property taxes for the year to support the technical college. While the tax rate stayed the same, the tax levy was increased by just over $2 million for the year. CVTC says new construction in the district increased by 1.69%, while property values increased by 8.12% over the last year. That levy will be certified on November 1st. The ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin counties will be applying for a transportation grant to provide transportation services to seniors and individuals with disabilities in Buffalo and Pepin counties. The grant is from the Specialized Transportation Assistance Program for counties. A public hearing on the proposal will be October 29th from 11 to noon at the Mondovi Public Library and from 1 to 2 at Riverside Grill in Durand. A pair of roommates in Chippewa Falls are both facing charges after police say they fought each other with gas and a machete. Robert Liebert is accused of pouring gasoline on Matthew Blake earlier this month at their home in Chippewa Falls. Police say Blake then hit Liebert with a 15-inch machete to stop him from lighting the house on fire. Police say Liebert's also accused of throwing a woman and a baby across the room. Liebert had to be flown to the hospital in Minnesota because of his machete wounds. Both are now facing charges in Chippewa County courts. A man from Rice Lake is being federally charged in connection with a sex trafficking case connected to the former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch. James Jacobson and two others are accused of recruiting and paying men to perform sex acts for the former CEO, Mike Jeffries, who was also arrested on criminal charges. Prosecutors say Jacobson made the victims believe the sex acts would help them in their careers. He's now facing between 15 years and life in prison if convicted. Before you go out to drop a bunch of money on Halloween, make sure you're not breaking the budget. Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says everything's more expensive this year, from candy to costumes. Consider thrifting your outfit this year at a secondhand store and see if you don't have something in the house that can work for your party. Schiller says you may also need to hold back a little on the candy this year because that's seen the same price increases as other food items. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. and it will last too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
During a September hunting trip in Siren, Owen Bierman shot a black bear, which ran off into the woods but returned to attack his father. Owen then shot and killed the bear with his rifle. His father received several stitches for wounds and bite marks from the bear. Over the weekend, the Burnett County Sheriff's Department presented Owen with their Hero Award for his calm, swift action, stating most people would have froze or panicked in such a situation. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 no, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Allison recognized for 71 victory. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Leading into election season, NASCAR is partnering with Vet the Vote, a national campaign to address critical poll worker shortages across the country. Today, NASCAR and Vet the Vote are teaming up to recruit veterans and military family members to once again answer the call to service, this time as election workers. If you are a veteran or military family member, learn how you can serve your community again by visiting vetthe.vote today. Elections run on volunteers. Help ensure all Americans can race to the polls this election season.
Months of preparation, thousands of green flag laps, and enough drama to make your heart skip a beat. All to get here, the NASCAR playoffs. Each week, Steve Letarte, Mamba Smith, and myself, Shannon Spake, break down the road to the championship. The favorites, the underdogs, and those on the outside looking in. Don't be on the outside, be on the inside. It's NASCAR Inside the Playoffs on True TV.
NASCAR Today has officially recognized Bobby Allison as the winner of the NASCAR Cup Series Myers Brothers Memorial at Bowman Gray Stadium on August 6, 1971. The record books have been updated to reflect the addition, leaving Allison in sole possession of fourth place on the all-time series wins list with 85. Long a bone of contention for the Hall of Fame member, Allison insisted he should be credited with the race victory 53 years ago, despite driving his smaller Grand American entry in the event. With the clash at Bowman Gray scheduled for February, officials felt it was the right thing to do. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Bucks open their NBA regular season in Philadelphia for the third straight year tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Bucks won the previous two openers over the Sixers, sweeping all 3 games from Philly last season, and they won 7 of their last 10 over the Sixers overall. Expectations are down for the Bucks. They are picked to finish 5th in the Eastern Conference. Marquette senior guard Cam Jones has been named preseason All-Big East first team at the Big East Media Days today. Creighton center Ryan Kalkbrenner has been chosen as the Big East Player of the Year. Marquette picked to finish 4th behind UConn, Creighton, and Xavier in a vote of the league's coaches. The Packers are back in the practice field today and shooting for their 4th straight win when they take on the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville on Sunday. In baseball, the Dodgers and Yankees gearing up for the start of the World Series on Friday night. Jack Flaherty starts Game 1 for L.A. Garrett Cole will go for the Yankees. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I taught for 20 years in rural schools, and I know how important a school is to a community. But school funding is in crisis and now relies increasingly on property taxes, which drives up costs and especially hurts rural seniors on fixed incomes. We have to fix this because schools are so important to rural communities. Vote for me, and I'll vote for rural Wisconsin to fix school funding. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
High school football playoffs are officially here, and we've got you covered with all the news and notes. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Week 9 football is complete, and before we move on to all the playoff information, let's take a look back at the big stories from the final week of the regular season. A number of conference championships were decided, though there was just one matchup between teams that entered unbeaten in league play. In the Six Rivers Conference, Potosi-Cassville rallied from a fourth quarter deficit to down Blackhawk Warren 27-18, clinching an unbeaten regular season and league championship. The reward for Potosi-Cassville, who spent the last half of the season ranked number 1 in the WSN D7 coaches poll, a 3-seed in their grouping, and rematch against Blackhawk Warren in level 1 of the playoffs. In the Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy game of the week, Beaver Dam went on the road and had no trouble with Port Washington, posting a 23-0 win to secure an outright East Central Conference crown. After leading the state in rushing last season, Notre Dame's Christian Collins has continued his strong play, going for 349 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Tritons wrapped up an FRCC South title in a 41-7 win over Oshkosh North. On Saturday, the WIAA released its 224-team qualifying field for 11-player football and 16-team bracket for 8-player. Head over to wisports.net to get the full bracket, seeds, and matchups for your favorite team, as well as in-depth previews and analysis. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Every year, the Shikar Safari Club International Award recognizes a wildlife conservation officer in each state for performance of their duties in the protection of wildlife, enforcement of game laws, and conservation advocacy. I'll tell you who won the award in the Badger State this year when we return. But first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. Chris Shea, a Lieutenant Conservation Warden Supervisor for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, recently received the 2023 Shikar Safari Club International Wildlife Officer of the Year Award. He received it in late September at a meeting of the State Natural Resources Board. Shea has supervised the Lake Winnebago Enforcement Team since 2015. DNR Chief Conservation Warden Casey Kruger told the board that Shea is a leader and role model for the Lake Winnebago team. Shea and his subordinates were involved in a significant storm at High Cliff State Park, southeast of Appleton, in which they provided care for several individuals who were struck by a tree. Rescue personnel had been delayed in their response due to debris on the park roadways. Doctors credited the warden's response and quick actions to possibly saving lives. Shea is active in his community, participates in charitable efforts, and gives presentations to numerous outdoor groups. Congratulations to Officer Chris Shea. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A feisty northwest wind is whipping our high temperatures today down to just the mid-50s. With more and more sunshine this afternoon and clear skies tonight, we crash chilly. Falling into the mid-30s, it'll be a crisp start to the day. But under sunny skies, highs reach the mid-60s and rain rolls in by night. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and it's been a while since I've had the opportunity to catch up with Arlen Suderman, and we are going to dive into a lot of factors in this market trade today, including what's going on in the basis, what's happening with farmers selling, reinflation, how about Brazil getting rains, and what's the export feels? We're going to take a look at that and a whole lot more today. As I mentioned, it is Arlen Suderman today. Arlen is with StoneX. So let's talk about the basis to start out. What are you seeing in this grain perspective and the firmness that is taking place?
Yeah, obviously there are differences locally depending on local processor and livestock.
and local farmer selling in production patterns. But from a national standpoint, we're seeing a firming of both corn and soybean basis right now. Part of that's because they're focused on harvesting and trying to find a storage home for everything. We could see some of that break as we run into the end of the harvest and desire to find a home for the last of the bushels. Farmers generally are not interested in selling at these price levels. They're just mostly selling what they need to, and when that's the case, they're more likely to sell soybeans than corn. But overall, we are seeing demand exceed supply that's available because there's a lot of end users who like to buy the harvest lows. And the sense that perhaps we've seen the harvest lows, that perhaps are behind us, not saying that necessarily they are, but there is certainly that chance that they are, end users are trying to buy. That's both domestically and export. And so we've seen a significant pickup in export sales of late. Mexico's been a very active buyer. China has been a very active buyer of soybeans, Mexico, mostly corn. There have been other buyers as well. And so that has increased the demand. Processors are still trying to process. The margins are encouraging them to do so. And the livestock producer is still feeding because animals have to be fed every day. And so the demand is still there, and the farmer's not selling, firming up that that basis situation. And in some cases where a farmer knows he's going to have to sell, that gives an opportunity. And at this point, once they get the bin door locked, if they're able to get everything in, they're kind of locking the door and setting the key aside for a while, and they're hoping for better prices down the road.
You know, last night at an EMT class that I was at, Arlen, I'm in there with a bunch of farmers, and the conversation before class started turned to soybeans being piled on the ground. And many folks in our neck of the woods aren't used to that. They're used to corn piles, yes, but not bean piles. And there was some concern as to how this could affect export opportunities overall, because we're not the only area that's got beans piled on the ground.
Yeah, that's a real concern, and I'm probably much more concerned about soybean price future going down, going forward, than I am corn. I do think that we're going to see a stronger export season for corn than what USDA has been projecting. I think part of that is because of a shift away from corn into Black Sea region, more toward oil seeds, including soybeans. You look at Argentina, a 20% reduction or so, plus or minus, in corn area planted, and those acres going to soybeans, a 10% increase in soybean area. You look at Brazil, and they are aggressively planting now, and they anticipate to have a big crop. The delayed planting does not reduce the size of the soybean crop as long as it continues to rain. And right now it looks like it will continue to rain. So as I talk to our people down there, they're very optimistic about a big soybean crop. It does increase the risks, not guarantee a short corn crop, but it does increase the risks of a short corn crop, because that winter corn crop where their exportable supplies comes from gets planted behind the combines that are harvesting the soybeans. And so if the soybeans get harvested late, that means that the corn crop gets planted late, and that increases the risk unless the rainy season lasts longer than normal for that corn crop. So I do see better opportunities. Doesn't mean I'm bullish corn, but I think there are better opportunities for corn. It's much more difficult to build that kind of scenario for soybeans, with so much of the world increasing soybean production and with Chinese demand being flat. The only reason we can argue for soybean imports, Chinese soybean imports, being stronger this year is the fact that they're building reserves. And they seem to be building reserves so that they don't have to buy from us, that they can become more dependent simply on Brazil. And Brazil still has trouble supplying beans 12 months out of the year. So they're not quite there yet, that 12-month supply. And so China is buying what they need to from us, no more, no less, and building up reserves in the meantime.
So there wouldn't be any politics tied to that, is there, with the election here coming up the 5th of November, and some nervousness maybe from China?
You know, the buyers there say that they're being slow and just buying hand-to-mouth soybeans because they don't want to affect the election. But if they don't want to affect the election, you would expect them to buy their typical pattern, and that means advanced buying of soybeans. And they're not doing that. And in fact, they have very little of their December shipment needs purchased and virtually none of their January, but they have been very aggressive in booking from Brazil for February and beyond. And so I do think it has to do with geopolitical tensions. And as I talk to our people, they say, you know, the buyers are being told diversify your sources. And they say in China, they don't say don't buy from the United States. But when they tell us diversify your sources, we all know what that means. And don't buy any more than you need to from the United States. And that's really been their pattern now for quite a few years. And they've been gradually buying more and more from Brazil as Brazil's been expanding and buying fewer and fewer beans from us. And I think that trend's going to continue.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more to look at. We'll talk a little bit more about Brazil. They've been getting some much-needed rains happening there. We'll also look at some other factors that are happening on the livestock side, including, is there a possible sell-off happening in this cattle complex? It's the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Welcome back once again here to the Rural Radio Network and the Channel Final Bell. I'm Susan Littlefield as we continue our conversation this afternoon with Arlen Suderman over at StoneX. And I know you kind of talked about a little bit during the first segment about Brazil, but with the amount of rains they're getting, how fast or what's the anticipation that you're hearing for the planting right now?
Well, the planting started late. Let's just be honest about that. 2 to 3 weeks late, but within the historical range of when it does. Probably the closest year we've seen to this year, weather-wise and therefore planting-wise, is 2020. So we're kind of following that trend, maybe planting a little bit quicker than we did in 2020. So we're still in the first quarter or third of the crop being planted, but they're going aggressively now. The rains have started, and the forecast looks like the rains are going to continue. Probably you're going to see a lot of reports on social media about the rains being less than normal, but let's keep in mind what is normal. First of all, if you're looking at a 30-year average or normal, that average, you know, typical rain has come down. We have seen a pattern toward decreased rainfall in that area. Now, during the heart of the growing season, they used to get a dozen inches of rain per month, and it's dropped to like 8 inches, some cases 9 inches of rain per month in center west Brazil. So there's been a decrease in what normal is. But even if the new normal of 8 or 9 inches, you get half of that, you're still getting 4 to 5 inches of rain, 4 or 4.5 inches of rain. So as long as it doesn't all come on the first day of the month or the last day of the month and you get the coverage and the timeliness of it, you can still grow a normal crop. Their soils are less forgiving than what ours are here in the plains in the Midwest, so they need to have more frequent rains because of the tropical nature of their soils and what's happened to them over the years. But generally, we saw last year that 50% of normal rainfall gave them a big crop, not as big as what they wanted. And this year, as I talked to our people this week, they're still down there. They still anticipate seeing normal yields. And that means somewhere around a 165 million metric ton crop, which is up about 15 million metric tons from last year for them. So still increasing production in Brazil. Argentina had been very dry as well, They've also got rains. It's still too early to plant soybeans there. They've been planting some corn, but their situation has improved significantly as well. Going forward, we do see more risk for Argentina in a weak La Nina type year. But so far, we really can't say, oh, Argentina is going to have a short crop. It's really going to depend on how the weather for them unfolds as we get into January, February, and March. So we've still got quite a bit of time to go before we really know much about Argentina.
Real quick, what about wheat in Russia?
As we look at Russia, their wheat crop, their last year's crop, we're still seeing some ratcheting down of the crop size there. To depending on the source, between 81 and 82 million metric tons is where most of them seem to be coalescing. But now we're starting to get some estimates for the 2025 crop. And, of course, that drought that hurt the 2024 crop, and in fact, in spring wheat belt, it was excessive rains, but in the winter wheat belt, it was drought. That drought is still in place. They did see some showers over the last week to 10 days in portions of the winter wheat belt. Rains did not fall everywhere, and where they did fall, maybe a half inch in some cases, maybe up to an inch, but not coverage everywhere, and the outlook is going back dry again after that. So as we talk to our sources there, what they tell us is in some of the places it got rain, the rains were enough to get down to the seed to sprout the seed. The concern is now, if you don't get followed through rains, then those sprouts can die. You'd be better off with just the seed there waiting for more substantial moisture. Those concerns are there. So most of the estimates for the 2025 crop, which will change many times between now and next summer, are in the 80 to 85 million metric ton range and hovering closer to the lower end of that range. And if that's the case, that really starts to tighten up Russian supplies, and we are seeing Russia start to take steps to limit their exports in the last half of the marketing year. And that's another reason that I'm more optimistic now that we could see stronger wheat exports in the last half of our marketing year. And not that we're going to run out of wheat by any means. I'm not necessarily bullish, but that does provide some support underneath the market. And as dry as it is in the plains, it does increase the chances that we could have more of a weather market as we go through the growing season.
Real fast sell-off, is that happening for this cattle market right now?
Well, I think the cattle market is a little bit spooked today with the recall in the McDonald's and the E. coli, even though it looks like the problem was with the onions, the slivered onions, and not with the beef initially anyway. But get a little bit of nervousness ahead of cattle on feed.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Arlen?
On X at ArlenFF101 or at StoneX.com.
All right, that is today's Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. Our rural schools are hurting. Since 2010, the revenue limit on our school districts has fallen behind inflation by $3,300 per student. That's a huge reduction. Our kids are losing out. As your representative, my first priority will be to increase state funding for our rural schools. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th, paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Solutions. OE-grade fuel, air, lube, and hydraulic filters engineered to deliver superior performance. Highly pathogenic avian influenza is still making headlines in the livestock industry. While testing is ongoing for the U.S. dairy herd, outbreaks have recently been reported again in poultry facilities. I'll have more details after this. It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today. In recent weeks, we've seen new HPAI outbreaks across the United States, once again impacting large commercial poultry operations. Two states have recently reported outbreaks. In Utah, 1.8 million hens in Cache County were culled after an infection, and a commercial flock in Washington State was also depopulated. Utah State veterinarian Dr. Daniel Christensen confirmed the incident and shared that Utah's Department of Agriculture and Food is coordinating with USDA's APHIS to contain the spread, and he confirmed that depopulation measures are underway. A commercial poultry farm housing 800,000 birds in Washington State marked the first outbreak there this year. Amber Betts, a spokesperson for that state's Department of Agriculture, emphasized the heightened risk during the fall migration season for wild birds, which often carry the virus. Both Utah and Washington officials are urging poultry operators to tighten biosecurity protocols, including monitoring flocks closely and limiting external access. Beyond its impact on poultry, however, HPAI has now been linked to human cases as well. In California, there have been 7 probable human cases this year, including workers on dairy farms affected by HPAI. These cases have mostly resulted in mild symptoms like conjunctivitis, but they underline the importance of personal protective equipment for farm workers. The California Department of Public Health has ramped up efforts to distribute protective gear and provide health checks for those at risk. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention continues to assure the public that the risk of HPAI to humans remains low. The virus is primarily affecting those who have close contact with infected animals. However, there are concerns that HPAI could evolve to spread more easily among humans, making continued monitoring essential. Meanwhile, innovative biosecurity solutions are being tested to combat the spread of HPAI. One new measure involves using lasers to deter wild birds from entering poultry farms. A trial in Minnesota showed that these unpredictable light patterns kept wild birds away from poultry facilities, reducing the risk of disease transmission. While the lasers alone won't prevent HPAI, they are proving to be a useful tool in comprehensive biosecurity strategies that also include PPE, disinfection protocols, and strict access control. I'll be back with more when we return.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built. On service.
With the outbreak of HPAI, or highly pathogenic avian influenza, now affecting both livestock and humans, agriculture faces a growing challenge. We'll continue to track the latest developments, including those innovative solutions and the impact of the disease on both the poultry and the dairy industries as we go forward. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Donaldson Filtration Systems. Ask for Donaldson filters by name. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter.
That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper 30s. Clouds return tomorrow, high to the mid-60s. In the late afternoon and evening, showers and storms around. Sunny and upper 50s Friday and Saturday. Highs kick back up to the mid-60s on Sunday with a mostly sunny sky. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 56.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, I need a man who knows how the story goes. There's gotta be a heartbeating, fine, beating, breathtaking, earthquake and kind. Any man of mine. Well, any man of mine better disagree when I see another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner and I burn it black, you better say, mmm, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
got a funny feeling. The moment that your lips touch mine, something shot right through me. My heart skipped a beat in time. There's a different feel about you tonight. It's got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. It felt like electricity. I just wanted you to know. I just wanted you to know. You shouldn't kiss me like this unless you mean it like that. I'll just close my eyes and I won't know.
And cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight. Kind of county light. Kind of cold beer, little hat down, little John Deere. I kind of give a damn, I kind of don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt, she likes my old boots. Likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon, a world of city nights. And I ain't scared to get all up in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stink it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat.
She's not with me till the end, girl. I'm turning off the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. Cool, I'm a crazy, I'm a laid back in the front seat. I'm so with you to the end, girl. Let's turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy, she's my laid back.